Typically, pregnancy-related Medicaid in Michigan only lasts for 2 months after birth. But Senator Winnie Brinks wants to ensure that after those 2 months, no mother in Michigan is forced to go without medical treatment because they cannot afford it.
The whole idea is to, of course, reduce maternal mortality, but there are also some other benefits as well, including health of children and other people in the home. And it also helps decrease the disparities between maternal death and complications for the disparities that there are between white women and women of color.
According to a report from the Michigan League for Public Policy, 53% of maternal deaths in Michigan between 2011 and 2016 were determined to have been preventable. And while the maternal mortality rate for women of color has improved in the last decade, Black and Indigenous mothers in Michigan are still more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white women, according to the CDC.
We've seen that women anecdotally are foregoing care for multiple barriers, but one of those barriers just really does not need to be a lack of insurance coverage.
The estimated cost of the bill to the state is around $7 to $8 million. And Brink says she's hopeful the bill will make it to next year's state's budget. I'm Michelle Jokishpolo.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.